I can assure you, Captain Solo.
Admiral Akbar's gravelly voice came over the Falcon's speaker.
That we are doing everything in our power to find out how this happened.
That's what you said 4 days ago,
Han reminded him, trying hard to be civil. It wasn't easy. He'd long since gotten used to being shot at himself, but having Leia under the hammer with him was something else entirely.
Come on, there can't be all that many people who knew we were coming to Bifash.
You might be surprised,
Akbar said.
Between the council members, their staffs, the prep crews and the spaceport, and various security and support personnel, there may be up to 200 people who had direct access to your itinerary. And that doesn't count friends and colleagues any of those 200 might have mentioned it to. Tracking through all of them is going to take time.
Han grimaced.
That's great. May I ask you what you suggest we do in the meantime?
You have your escort.
We had him 4 days ago, too,
Han countered.
It didn't do us a lot of good. Commander Antilles and Rogue Squadron are fine in a space battle. But this kind of stuff isn't exactly their area of expertise. We do better with Lieutenant Page and some of his commandos.
Unfortunately, they're all out on assignment,
Akbar said.
Under the circumstances, perhaps it would be best if you simply brought Counselor Organa Solo back here where she can be properly protected.
I'd love to, Han said. The question is whether she'll be any safer on Coruscant than she is here.
There was a long moment of silence, and Han could imagine Akbar's huge eyes swiveling in their sockets.
I'm not sure I appreciate the tone of that question, Captain.
I don't much like it either, Admiral,
Han told him.
But face it, if the Imperials are getting information out of the palace, they might just as easily be able to get their agents in.
I think that highly unlikely,
Akbar said, and there was no missing the frostiness in his tone.
The security arrangements I've set up on Coruscant are quite capable of handling anything the Imperials might try.
I'm sure they are, Admiral,
Han sighed.
I only meant...
We'll let you know when we have further information, Captain,
Akbar said.
Until then, do whatever you feel is necessary. Coruscant out.
The faint hum of the carrier cut off.
Right,
Han muttered under his breath.
Bifash out too.
For a minute, he just sat there in the Falcon's cockpit, thinking evil thoughts about politics in general, and Akbar in particular. In front of him, the displays that normally monitored ship status were showing views of the landing field around them, with special emphasis on the areas just outside the hatch. The underside swivel blaster was extended and ready, the deflector shield set for hair trigger activation, despite the fact that the things weren't all that effective inside an atmosphere. Han shook his head, a mixture of frustration and disgust in his mouth.
Who'd have ever thought,
he marveled to himself,
that the day would come when I was actually paranoid.